Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
It doesn't sound much like an opera, at least not this part. But it was an opera, music and words by Leonard Bernstein. It was, of all things, a psychological drama about a troubled marriage. It's the early 1950s, and we're in suburbia, USA.
I guess that was the Eisenhower era.
Jack Gottlieb, who was an associate of Bernstein's, is the author of the current book, Working with Bernstein.
With the GIs returning from the Second World War and everybody wanting to build a new life.
How can you say the thing that you did?
Trouble in Tahiti, more on that title later, premiered in 1952, not very successfully.
At which time we dubbed it Suris in Honduras. Suris is the Yiddish word for trouble.
But looking back at it now, the 45-minute operetta, you'd have to call it, is fascinating for the way Bernstein used absolutely everything in the culture of the day to enliven his work. He was like a receptor for the pulses and strains of the moment as he saw his characters Sam and Dinah through deep marital strife.
Every morning it's the same old thing. Lovely way to start the day.
Psychiatry was very popular in that era, and Bernstein himself had spent a good deal of time in the doctor's office, and that found its way into the opera.
The main character, Dinah, is in a scene where she's on the shrink's couch, talking about a dream that she had.
Every step I took was terror. The ground beneath me burned. Stones were everywhere I turned.
Television was in its early days, but gathering steam. And the TV commercial-style commentary on the scene at hand sounded very fresh right then.
Suburbia,
suburbia.
There was a sort of Greek chorus made up of jingle singers.
They were singing original Bernstein jingles about post-war yearning.
For the American dream of all the appliances needed in the kitchen and a car, that sort of thing.
The title, Trouble in Tahiti, referred to a splashy Hollywood movie Bernstein dreamed up and built into an aria, just as Technicolor widescreen spectaculars were starting to overtake the drive-ins. Dinah sang about the convoluted plot and questionable native legend.
Well, in any case, the hero is tied to a tree. Did I tell you he's a flyer who got lost at sea? Anyway, all the natives are crazy.
Not only that, but there was a sharp and prescient view of the American male, says Opera News features editor and writer Brian Kellogg.
It was a perfect opera in the time and place. In 1952, the war had been over for a number of years. Things were really changing.
The male lead was Sam, the husband, who's seen not on the psychiatrist's couch, but in the gym.
There's a law about men. There are men who can make it and men who cannot.
He's already sort of such a lost soul, this greatest generation guy who had, you know, charged through the 40s and everything and is supposed to have this wonderful future and expected to have this wonderful future, and he's lost already. And I think that Bernstein really grasped this sort of zeitgeist in the early 50s.
Who will practice the rules religiously? Every day they'll improve just a tiny.
Bernstein had his own conflicts to express, recalls Jack Gottlieb. Here he was, writing an opera about a marriage falling apart, just as he himself had gotten married.
His marriage was dicey to begin with because of his confused sexuality, which both partners were well aware of, and they knew what they were getting into, both of them. So in a way, I think Trouble in Tahiti was a way of working out the demons.
As for Bernstein himself, He claimed he thought of it as lightweight, a bit of fluff, even as others labeled it savage, harshly satirical, and really rather sad at its heart. But instead of leaving it behind, he took Trouble in Tahiti forward and put it in the center of another opera, and the union of the two became his longest vocal work and his most personal, A Quiet Place.
In the first scene of Trouble in Tahiti, Sam sings to Dinah, "Try, Dinah, try to be kind." And that becomes a major motive in A Quiet Place.
The later opera revisits the characters, picking up their story, and uses a completely different musical language. It was, after all, 30 years later.
It's like from one end of the spectrum to the other. He uses the language to show a specific kind of dark emotion of some kind.
Oh, it's very dark and very violent. Look, it's real life.
We've got to start. We only have...
And this is something that contemporary American opera does not go into very much.
Stephen Wadsworth, Bernstein's collaborator on A Quiet Place, wrote that this represented Bernstein's declaration of independence late in his life, something his own, not for Broadway audiences, not for the marketplace. Jack Gottlieb agrees.
It was important to him to finish a large work, which I think he dreamed of being the great American opera. It didn't quite work out that way.
Who knows? Maybe Bernstein's real declaration was Trouble in Tahiti, that culturally shrewd, almost painfully intimate 45-minute bit of fluff he wrote all by himself in the early 50s, capturing the post-war American culture as few could. Now we can hear the piece as an operetta, wrapped in an opera, from inside the enigma that was Bernstein. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Fishko.